This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
So what happens if nothing happens in the big deficit reduction committee?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There are just five days left for the group of 12 congressional members hoping to find $1.2 trillion in cuts to the nation's budget deficit over the next decade. But getting there has been tough. Democrats want tax hikes. Republicans want cuts to Medicaid and Medicare. And there have been tiny hints of compromise, but still no deal. And if a deal is not reached, automatic cuts will happen. We'll hear to talk about how all this is going to play out, or could play out, is Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch, and she's live with us from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Hey, Jill.
Good morning.
I know the last time we had a big budget showdown in the Congress, the U.S. credit rating got downgraded. Could that happen again?
I don't think so. Ratings agencies have said that while a super committee failure would be negative, these agencies do expect $1.2 trillion in planned cuts to occur one way or another, so their ratings outlooks remain unchanged right now.
One way or another. All right. So how are the folks on Wall Street watching all of this? Your friends down there in the lower Manhattan.
I'd say with a sense of bemusement and disdain. Look, if no deal occurs next week, the super committee could actually put in place a mechanism to address these issues next year. Maybe it's a super duper committee. Markets should be satisfied with that action. But if nothing happens next year and credit agencies do consider another downgrade, investors are going to get nervous and we could see another swoon just like the one we saw during that debt ceiling debacle in August.
I think we have more stuff to add to the lexicon here. Super duper committee.
I love it.
Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Take care.
Let's do the numbers. Well, European shares are mixed at the moment. The DAX in Germany is up by about 0.2%, and same for French shares, but the FTSE in London is down close to 1% at the moment. Asian markets lost today more than 1.5%. The company whose sauce is made with 57 ingredients said today it's missing something, growth. Heinz said their profit fell by nearly 6%. The clothing chain known as Gap saw its profit drop by more than a third last quarter. Gap owns Banana Republic and Old Navy, other stores too. Wall Street yesterday, another down day where the Dow fell 134 points to close at 11,770. A new global climate change report out today says the world should be prepared for more hot weather in the summer and extreme weather events year-round. So says the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
The IPCC is the international group that studies climate change and its impacts. Today's report is probably its most solution-oriented. It says extreme weather is here, expect more of it, and the world needs to get ready. Sharon Lurig at the Nonprofit Investor Coalition Ceres says that means everything from higher seawalls to early storm warning systems.
We have to take steps to make sure that we are not losing our shirts, losing people, losing valuable property every time a new extreme event plays out, because there's only going to be more of them.
Scientist Jay Gulledge at the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions says this is really about defending against known risks, just like the military does.
Climate change should be handled in a very similar way because it is a very serious threat.
Today's report is careful not to overstate climate predictions. The IPCC got egg on its face several years ago when it mistakenly claimed that Himalayan glaciers could disappear by 2035. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com.
and by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
A week to go until all those big bargains kick off the all-important holiday shopping season. Stores are opening early this year for Black Friday, some as early as Thursday night, as in Thanksgiving night. But that's making some folks mad, folks like employees and some shoppers who have started petitions calling for stores to open later. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Anthony Hardwick has worked for Target for 3 years, and this is how he learned about the store's midnight opening on the day after Thanksgiving.
You know, it was just kind of like, this is what you'll be working on Black Friday, take it or leave it. And most people are so desperate to keep their jobs that, you know, obviously we've got to take it.
Hardwick has a full-time job elsewhere and only works part-time at Target. So he started an online petition, calling on the chain to sleep in until the lazy hour of 5 a.m.
I felt that I needed to stand up for the folks who are full-time and Target's their only job.
His petition has drawn over 150,000 supporters and inspired similar complaints against other early openers like Walmart, Toys R Us, and the outlet chain Tanger's. Rick Malorani started a petition calling on Best Buy to open later. He says he's building on the work of another movement.
Occupy Wall Street has given us a good push, and people are starting to say, you know, we don't just have to lay down and take it. We do have options. We can get noticed.
What the Occupy movement has done more than anything, it has changed the dialogue.
Sociology professor Richard Sullivan of Illinois State University says workers are at the point where they're telling their employers they can't take it anymore.
My pay hasn't gone up. I don't have good benefits. My hours might have been cut back. And now I have to go in on Thanksgiving.
Both Hardwick and Malorani say they'll be able to eat their Thanksgiving dinners whenever they want. Since they started their online petitions, their managers have let them know they'll have the early shift off. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, passengers last weekend sat for hours on the tarmac in Vienna, Austria, not because of weather or mechanical problems. It was a standoff that erupted between the Comtel Airlines flight crew and more than 180 passengers on board. The crew wanted money for jet fuel to finish the last leg of the flight, which originated in India and was headed to Birmingham, England. After 6 hours, security guards escorted passengers off the plane to the terminal's ATM machines, where they collected more than $31,000 to pay for the fuel. The airline and the airport are investigating that incident. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Online at marketplace.org, our all-new website. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
There are a lot of weapons used in wars between nations. Take currency.
So if you cheapen the dollar, other countries retaliate. They cheapen their currencies as well. So it sounds good at first, but it degenerates and can be very dangerous.
Use with caution, though. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Currency Wars, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.